What?
Okay, we're listening. Let's get it.
Talk radio.
I'm your host, Greg Graham, and I was talking with my boy, my co-host, Amadi. What up, Amadi? How you doing?
Yo, what up, Smooth? What's good, man?
Chilling, man. Yo, me and you were discussing about this topic that we're going to talk about tonight, and we found it kind of peculiar because we didn't know how to actually handle it. Like, we hear how women say they know they go through different things in life. They have serious backgrounds, and we don't know how men actually can handle it and handle that type of woman. So about last year, I was on our Facebook group, Okay, We Listening, and I had a lady come and tell me that she used to be a call girl, and she just didn't DM me or anything. She just put it straight up inside of the group chat, and I'm like, yo, that's pretty deep. I got to figure out how I can get her on the show. But before I even introduce her and tell you about what she's all about and what her life
is
about.
What do you mean you got to figure it out, bro? She's a call girl. You pay her. She's a call girl.
I got that part, but
it just
caught me off guard when I heard it. It caught me off guard. But before we even get to her, you know, we have to get to our queen of our show. Hey, Odetta. How you doing, baby girl?
That's me. Hey.
That is you.
That's me.
Yeah, we was off last week, Memorial Day. Did you guys have a good time?
Shut your ass up, Amadi.
Yo,
I had a great
time. We didn't even start yet. Amadi's already into it. What's good?
Yeah.
Odetta, did you have a good Memorial Day weekend?
I did. I had a barbecue in my kitchen. Grill
hood in your kitchen.
On my stove with my griddle. Yes.
No doubt. Amadi, how about you? What you do, huh?
I worked, yo. Worked. What I do, I work.
You just make
it bills,
paper, huh?
I work.
God.
Take care of these kids. Yo, listen, I do have something I got to get off my chest, though. Real talk. Nah, real talk.
What?
This has got to come to a complete stop. 2019,
what?
Gentlemen, listen, you got to stop spraying your hair, okay? It's not acceptable.
Your
you got to stop
what
spray
you mean?
Painting your hair. Listen, let me explain. Let me explain to you what I mean, right?
This must be a New Yorker because they don't do that
listen,
down here.
Listen. Yes, they do. Trust me. I just came from court, right? Dude had a whole hairline sprayed on. Fam.
Oh,
a
talking
whole
about that
hairline.
Joint, man. Oh, my God.
He had a son. He didn't even realize it. You know who he looked like? He looked like Swig, but not, he wasn't Swig, but he looked like Swig, you know what I mean? And he had the hairline, though, and he had it sprayed on. And then, of course, the officer was like, you got to take your hat off, right? Dude took his hat off, and I was like,
yo, Marty, real talk, I was going to this barbershop down here in Atlanta, and this dude said, yo, I could fix up your beard. I could make it look real full. I'm like, how are you going to do that? He said, I'm going to put some marker on it, and it won't wash off. I'm good. I'm good. We don't do that in New York. I don't know where I guess they do it in New York, though.
Color it in.
Yeah, we're going to know. We don't color it in. They respect the grays. They respect the grays.
Exactly.
Don't color it in.
That's good a nice little plug.
Grays.
I like that.
I like what you did.
Yeah,
but,
go check that out on YouTube. You know, Amadi Martin, my host Karen Myrie. Go ahead. That's a whole other show, though. Respect the grays. All right,
no doubt. Hopefully, we could get you and your co-host on this show one day, man. You actually pop it real nice with you guys.
You know what? I will talk to my publicist. I'm sure we can set that up. Sure.
All right, no doubt.
Sure
well, let's get to our show and see what we're talking about. You know, like I said, I've been thinking about this show for about a year, and I'm glad that she accepted my offer to come on the show. She also has a book, and the book is actually titled the same thing as our show, You Can Make a Hoe Into a Housewife. It threw me off, too, when I heard it. You heard me correctly. You can make a hoe into a housewife. I'd like to introduce to you guys Latoya Innocent. Latoya, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Latoya.
Say hello
Welcome.
To Amadi and Odetta. They are interested to talk to you.
What's going on, Latoya?
How you doing? What's up, girl? Yo, I want to first congratulate Greg on getting that right. Thank you for not fucking that up. That was great. You actually made it through without stumbling over words.
He fucked it up. He fucked it up pretty good.
But I'll help him out. If you can turn a whore into
and
a
and she's not even going to charge you, Greg. Look at that.
It's a whore. I thought it was a whore. I want to be politically correct. It's a whore.
I was trying to be a little bit more nicer when I did the title. I ain't want to be like, you can't turn a hoe to a housewife. So I was trying to make it a little bit more, you know, politically correct. So
Okay.
You know.
So Latoya,
the book's
you
out
have
now, though, right?
Yeah. How do you find that?
It is still available on Amazon.com.
Okay.
That's Amazon.com.
Right. And what is the proper title so people can find
it? Yes.
You Can Turn a Whore into a Housewife.
See, for all y'all out here that's trying to save them, keep it up. Keep it up, fellas.
He might find a wife. Latoya, seriously, what made you come up with this title? What made you come up with this book? Is this a true life story, or is this something that you just made up in your head?
It's a true life story because, you know, my sister really was the one who was like, I think you should title it this because it is you, it is what happened. And I was just going through a whole bunch of stuff one particular day. I was having that Oprah aha epiphany moment. I was sick in the hospital, and my husband was sitting right there. And I was like, babe, you can go home. And he was like, what are you talking about? I am home. Just be quiet, and you just relax. Mm. And I got misty, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And then I've had a lot of people come to me asking me for advice about this and about that. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to start a journal. And my journal turned into a 2-year book project. And that's what happened.
So let me really get this so our audience can understand exactly what we're saying here. Are you saying that you just slept with a lot of people back in the day? Or are you saying that basically you was a whore, as you titled the book?
Okay, according to you men out there, the shallow ones, that is,
okay.
I was a whore because my number is high. I'm not even going to sit up here and sugarcoat it and say that I only slept with maybe like 10, 12 guys. My number is in the digits.
Mm-hmm.
However, like I said, according to shallow guys, that would make me a whore.
Mm-hmm.
Or a hoe, or a slut, or whatever you want to call it, because I slept with a whole bunch of men.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, did you sleep with a bunch of men?
Paid, you got paid for it, though.
That's right. Thank you, buddy.
Say that one more again. Repeat that question.
No, Greg said thank you. He was happy that I...
No,
Marty
asked the question,
that
was, did you get paid or was just this is what you was doing in your leisure?
No. Well, yes and no. You see, I dated a couple of judges and police officers, and they filled me in on how you do it the legal way so you won't get caught and get arrested. So, to answer your question, legally, for money. You would never catch me saying, hey, if you want to sleep with me, it costs you $200, and then we go and have sex. No, I didn't do that. I slept with people on my free time, but I dated for money. But when I knew that you had a lot of money, those are the ones that I slept with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, my mouth is at the... It's completely wide open right now. I have
a
bunch of questions
pause,
for you.
First of all, super pause, whore. Listen, that's number one. Number two, I like where this is headed.
Me too.
So for those of y'all that's interested, go ahead and get your little diaries, your little pen paper out, because Toys About School, you won the game of whoring. Let's go. Let's start.
Let's
when did you start whoring?
Are the phone lines open?
Yeah, I'll do it for you. Yeah, if you guys have any questions for Latoya while we're going through the show and while we're going through her spiel, call us at 516-418-5788. Once again, 516-418-5788. So, yeah, Toy, you got to really break this down to us because now you really got me, I wouldn't say excited, but yeah, it is exciting.
You excited, Greg?
Know a little bit
you excited?
More. I'm excited.
Keep calm.
I'm excited.
Keep calm, Hefe.
I'm excited.
Keep calm.
I can't help it. I'm excited. So how
well,
did this
Well,
it's just
a common sense
like
factor. Like, if you know that the guy had a lot of money, just think about it. If you don't sleep
yeah.
with him, Come on, you guys know if you're not getting nothing from a woman, you're not going to call her back. You're not going to waste
nothing.
Your time with her or whatever. So it's
that's
like, okay,
true.
I know.
That's
I
not
know.
True.
Well, if I knew that you were taking me out and you were being charged by the hour to have a regular date, then I know in the back of my mind, yeah, he's going to want some ass later. So what do I do? Do I sit up here and let him, you know, take me out continuously and we just going to just do these walks in the park and long walks on the beach and I'm listening to him bitch about his wife? Or am I going to sit up here and be like, you know what, after the date is over, I call him back and when I know he just got around the corner and be like, hey, why don't you come back for a nightcap? We're done with the hourly time. So I know all night he's wanted me, so let me call him back. And fuck him on my time.
Like
that's what I did. And when you do that, you know that you're going to get callback.
Wow.
You know you're going to get perks. So it always worked like that because that's what it was. And no one will ever say I had sex with her for money. They're never going to say that. But in my mind, I know that, hey, I was only doing this because
that was the goal.
I knew you had money.
Mm-hmm.
So you had sex for a really good meal?
Oh, no, I was never cheap. Come on now. Who knows meal? I was never a McDonald's girl. No one's going to ever tell you no shit like that.
Steak and lobster,
too.
That covered it?
Yes, there were some steak meals, and there were some trips, and there were cars, there was jewelry, there was clothes, there was
appliances,
everything. There was
cars.
There were perks.
Man. Yeah, that was out of my league, right? When you said cars, that was out of my league completely.
You're like, whoa, wait a minute.
You're pathetic.
Yeah, nah,
you're
but no, real
pathetic.
Talk, guys.
Well, when you
talk.
Have it, it don't matter.
Yeah, if you got it, you could do that.
Right.
But the other day, I was
coming principle.
Back. From,
it's the principle.
I was coming back.
I'll be damned.
Go ahead, Amadi, because you're just cutting me off. Go ahead.
I'll be damned. I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
Okay.
I just couldn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too. Me too. But seriously,
you know what? Guys can't say that now because, you know, God, there are men that are still doing it. They're just doing it on a different level. And then there are men who are doing it, and then they're doing it on a stupid level. Let's think about it. If you want to be real about it, how many guys are out here fucking for free, or at least they think they fucking for free? Now you don't got the girl pregnant. Now you got a big hoe on your hand. So let's not downplay what I did based on what guys are doing now, because child support is that's a bigger payment than what I was. You know what I'm saying?
We're not talking about me.
Well, you got child support money?
Do I have child support?
Seriously, Toya, I feel you on that because I was coming back home from a trip and an Uber driver was just talking to me. He just talking my head off. He was like, yeah, I don't even deal with women my age anymore. I deal with younger women. There's this website called sugarbabies.com, and this is where I go.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pay a certain amount of money, and I just be done with them after that. And I'm like, how do you get satisfied from that? But I guess that's a thing, that people are actually going out there, don't want to deal with a woman. They don't want to have that relationship. They just want to have a good time, maybe take her somewhere
so
that he can
look
like he has a woman. And that's it.
Yeah, that is.
And mind you,
99%
of my clients were married. 99% of them were married. And there was only a few or a handful that was either they have self-esteem issues or either older men or overweight men that they knew they couldn't get someone that looked like me on their side. So I even had one guy who straight tell me, listen, I will never get somebody like you to just willingly go out with me. So you tell me how much I got to give you just to go out with me so I can take you to my office meetings and my office parties and stuff like that so I can have you on my arm. You have no idea how many people are out there that are like that. They don't care that you're not going to sleep with them. They just want to just trophy you around. And I had plenty of those.
So was he right? Was he right? Was he never, ever going to get a woman like you to be on his shoulder unless he paid?
The way that women are now, no, he would not have. But
wow.
I wasn't like that. I'm easy to talk to. As married as I am now, I'm still easy to talk to. A guy can come up to me right now and strike up a conversation, and I will sit right there and have a full-blown conversation with him. But as soon as he be like, can I get your number? Oh, you didn't see this big 5-carat ring on my finger? No.
No, they don't care.
I was just talking to you. That's it.
Yeah, most
yeah,
men don't care.
Yeah, 5 carats pretty much cancels all that talking, though. 5 carats is not really, you know, there's not really
I don't agree with you.
Bro, you had a
men
stroke.
Men don't care.
Yeah, you're not normal, though. You've been affected. You've been affected in life. You've been affected in life. You've had a life-changing occurrence. You feel me? You've already cheated death. You're like, yeah, whatever. I'll deal with this. Yeah, see,
yeah,
5 carats, now you good. What do we have to talk about? She's good.
Yeah, but
she's
that's
care,
you,
bro.
Buddy. Like LaToya said, most men don't even care. They're like,
yeah.
I can still try to get at this. Doesn't make a difference she's married or not. You know that, Amadi.
Stop. Yeah, I don't
have
the type of...
I didn't know until I talked to my husband, because me and him talk all the time about stuff. You guys get turned down a lot, and it's got to be hurtful. And he's like, rejection is not good. I don't know about that life. Let me throw that out there. Rejection is hard. So I'm imagining that to talk to somebody that's attractive, and especially if you feel in your heart of hearts that you're not a 10 in your head,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to walk up to a 10 and you want to shoot your shot, come on. The last thing you know you're going to get is a yes, I'll give you my number. So to come up to someone like me and I give you my number, I just gave you, like, the utmost of all highs. And you know what you're going to give me? Whatever I ask you.
Everything.
You're lucky
you're
talking to me. You're talking to me. So whatever I ask for, you're giving it to me. And then if you're married, whatever I ask for, you're giving it to me, because you don't want me to talk to your wife. And then I had rules. I never talked to guys younger than me. I never talked to guys who were, like, hang with their boys. You got a lot of those guys that hang around their boys. They run their mouth. I don't care how hard you think you are. Men are just like bitches. They get
call.
Around like, yo, I fucked her. I did this. Let me tell you about this shorty. No, I never talk to guys like that. I always talk to older, grown-ass men who knew how to handle their stuff, because I don't want to hear nothing. I had people who knew me all my life, and they never knew that I lived the life that I lived.
All right, Toy, I got 2 questions for you, then I'm going to let Odette or Amadi ask questions. The first question is, what made you go into this lifestyle? And if you can parlay that with, how old were you when you started this lifestyle?
I think I was around 19 to 20 years old when I started. I was angry with men. I went from one bad relationship to the next bad relationship. My first husband was beyond abusive. This man was like the epitome of disgusting, and he still is. From what I understand, he's went through 2 other wives other than myself, and he still did the same thing with the cheating and the fighting them and everything. There was just way too much control on his end. Other than being abusive, he controlled me. Then I went from him to another relationship that controlled me.
So I don't want to really stop you, but I do want to make this clear that a lot of, like, you started off the show, you said a lot of shallow men will call you a whore, but it seems like a shallow man is what transformed you into this. So we trying to get an understanding that a lot of men that say these negative things about women are the reason why these women are actually becoming these women.
They're
this
the
way.
Biggest perpetrators. They're the biggest
That would be a true statement to say, yes.
Wow.
Before you're saying that these women are this way and that way, you made them this way. Because, again, nobody is born like this. I wasn't born the way that I turned that. I wasn't born the way I was. And every other woman that you see, whether she's walking the streets or got business cards and handing out like I was and was a straight call girl, whatever the case was, they weren't born that way. But I was hurt. I was hurt on how they did me, how they treated me, how everything was. And this was my payback. As much as it was hurting me, because anything could have happened to me while I was going out on my dates. Anything.
Right.
As much as I felt like I was in control, anything could have happened to me. As soon as that date was over, I called these guys back. And I'm like, you know, now you want to come over and have sex. At any time, those guys could have strangled me. They could have killed me. I could have gotten AIDS. I could have did anything. But nothing happened, of course. But I just broke a whole bunch of hearts. But other than that, anything bad could have happened to me, and any therapist would tell you that all it was me getting high, because that's what it was. Every time I took a dollar, every time I controlled that man, that was me getting high.
That was your power?
Yes.
it was the whatever the endorphins was in it for me, mm-hmm. it was. I got a great high from telling you to do what I want you to do and me controlling you. Give me some money, pay this, or I'm telling, or I'm doing this, or do this and do that. That was my submission now. I'm the one that's in control, and it felt good.
Wow.
And I ignored everything that could have happened. I ignored all of that could have happened in a negative for me.
Wow.
So what age would you suggest you stop hoeing? Is there a stopping age, or do you just, you know, I'm just curious. I mean, what made you stop?
I straight stopped when I met my husband.
You wasn't hoeing on the side a little bit?
No, I wasn't. Well, hold on, let me think about it. I gotta think about it. You know, I drink a lot.
Yeah, right, Greg. You see?
Hold on.
And that's
when
you talk normal. When you talk in language that we understand. You see how quick that the reality just came out? Just
like,
couldn't even help but to be real.
You know,
hold on, was
I'm
I hoeing?
Honest.
I gotta think about this shit.
I'm honest, cause I gotta. You know what? I wasn't, but I kind of was. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of hard. This is what I was doing. I was kind of like transitioning from it. So
you was halfway hoeing
stopping.
It?
Yeah, kind of like
halfway
that. That's
hoeing
a,
it.
That's a good way to put it. Because I still had a string of men.
You shook. You was halfway
and
hoeing
my husband,
it. Damn, girl.
Yeah, and my husband was like, he straight told me, I'm not like those other guys. I'm not, because he was around. He saw these guys showering me with gifts. He saw them doing all kinds of craziness, and he was like, "Look, I'm not like those guys. I'm not about.
I'm
to
not
going to
stand
for
this, damn it.
I'm not going to sit up here and be showering you with no shit. This is me. This is how I am. Because it's true. I'm not going to sit up here. And I felt what he was talking about.
I'm kind of lost by this, so I want you to slow down a little bit, because you keep on calling him your husband. He's not your husband at this time. He's someone you're dating at this time, correct?
Right. No,
okay.
He wasn't even the guy I was dating. He was just a guy who was interested.
Got you. Okay. Yeah,
so
you have to clear
he wasn't a client ever?
Wait, did he know what you were doing?
He was never a client.
He was never a client.
But he knew what you were doing. Like, he knew.
He didn't
lifestyle.
Know what I was doing, but he knew I had a lot of male friends.
Okay.
Hold on. So
I didn't tell him.
If my lady has a lot of male friends, I should be.
You sound just like everybody else, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Matter of fact, that's my cousin. Fuck out of here.
But you want to know something? The difference is that when I met him, I never told him, and this is where people get it wrong now with their dating thing. Guys and females, y'all don't be telling each other, yo, I got a whole bunch of bitches. I got a whole bunch of dudes over here. Y'all don't say that shit. You just be
I'm feeling polynormal.
My only one.
I'm feeling polynormal,
my only
whatever
one,
that was.
And that's it. I didn't do that. I never told him, look, me and you were exclusive and you're my only one and this and that. I never told him no shit like that. So he never had it in his head, yo, I'm this person. And I even knew that about him. I knew he had female chicks and whatever. I didn't sit up here and say, yo, who this bitch and all that shit. I didn't do any of that because I knew what I was doing. So
do you. Go ahead,
or whatever.
Do me over here.
Yeah.
Encourage her. Don't encourage her, Odetta.
No, encourage her. I'm back in the dating scene. I need to know this. I need to be able to
hear
myself. I'm back in the dating scene.
When he wanted to be with me, he straight told me, I'm not going to be like these guys. I'm not going to be sitting up here trying to chase you like they're trying to chase you. I'm right here. Now, that's what his mouth said, but his actions said something different because he just kept coming around and just, you know.
Why does it feel like a scene from the Players Club?
It does.
What's his name? Tootsie? Tootsie? I'm not like these other guys.
Don't make that
I'm
money
gonna
make
take you out of here. Yeah, I'm gonna, don't let that money make you.
I get it.
Peggy, go make that money, Peggy. Don't let that money make you.
That's
yeah.
right. Oh, sorry.
Peggy has a flashback. Over, Peggy. Let it go. Over, Peggins.
I'm in
it's
my
over, Peggins. Let it go.
I'm stupid.
No. Seriously, Toya. How long did it take for you to actually introduce this to your now husband when you was dating him or when he was interested? And what was his
reaction?
Yeah,
how did that conversation come around?
Yeah, how did he accept that?
Yeah.
True story. true story. One of my exes called right after me and my husband had just finished having sex. At the time, we were just kicking it. I was just deciding if me and him was going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. And I thought what had happened was like the best I had ever had. So my phone rings, and it was one of my dudes. And I was like, he's like, yo, I'm on my way to New York. I'm coming to see you. I was like, listen, don't even bother. He was like, what do you mean? What? I'm like, dude, I seriously just had the best sex ever in my fucking life, and don't even bother coming to see me. I'm done.
Right.
This is done. Don't call me no more. And in the middle of him trying to beg and talk or whatever, I hung up, and my husband, boyfriend at the time, looked at me and said, did you just do that? I'm like, yeah. And that was it. I think the next day I went over to his house, and then I had the conversation with him and said, look, let me tell you what I used to do and whatever, whatever. He's like, are you doing it now? I said, no. He's like, then we don't need to talk about nothing else.
Yeah, you just told him that he was like the undefeated champion. Like, after all that, you said you had mad numbers and you know, like, you just gave him the super props of the year. Of course, like, why would he have to? Like, he should be putting up his hand.
No, hold on,
right now.
Don't speak for him. Latoya, do
you
have
you
him available to
happened?
He can actually be on his line so he can speak
do
for
Do you understand
I'll
what
like
just happened, though, Greg?
Yeah, I
Greg,
do.
You understand
she
what you understand
sure that
what she just
I got that.
Said?
I got what she
we
said, Amadi. He's king. I got that. I got that. She stroked his ego. It could be true. It could be false. I don't know. But she did stroke his ego.
Yeah.
I got that, Amadi. I just want to know what he thought.
I
want to hear
his more than his ego, but it was a lot more than that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Of course you stroked his ego and a lot more than that. You kidding me? You're the super stroker. Of course you stroked his ego. Are you kidding me? You're out of your mind. Are you kidding me?
Latoya.
Oh,
is your husband available?
I would
like to
see. I can't.
I got
Greg, did you just ask, was he available? I can't.
Yes, I asked.
You
look,
know, Odetta, do you see what's going on, Odetta?
He ain't free either.
He's
I can't.
That good. Greg, what's the job? I gotta go. I'm on the wrong phone call. I'm on the wrong show.
Is he around so he can actually get on this show?
The show 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God. I gotta get off this show.
Yeah, you gotta call in. I'm gonna have him call in.
Have him call in. Or if he could just get on the phone with you, that's fine, too.
Apparently Greg wants to talk to him.
Yeah. Y'all
I got to find out, man. You on some left field. You on that. You on that dot, on the hair dye New York stuff. I'm not even on that.
Odetta,
I'm trying to figure out what kind of mind that man had.
Or has this turned into the most weirdest show we've ever had?
It kind of went a little left.
Hold on. I think he's on the line right now. Let me let him in.
I don't know, Greg. Why don't you change your voice and everything?
Wow, I was waiting for it. No, somebody, I was waiting for it.
Hello, how you doing? Welcome to Okay, We Listening. Who's on the call?
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Is this Latoya's husband?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's your name, sir?
Schneider. First name Schneider.
Hey, Schneider, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, man, I'm glad to be here.
Cool.
Yo, Snyder, your wife just gave you the crazy... Hold on, Greg, shut up. Yo, your wife just gave you the crazy shout-out. Respect, dude. That's why I'm glad he's on the show. At first, Greg
Me
wanted
too.
To show your ego, so he did that. But now, like, that's super. All right, Greg, go ahead. Go back to doing what you were doing. I just had to let
you
know
I'm going to let Odetta ask. Odetta, allow you to ask the questions because I already know you have the same type of questions I have.
Yeah, did you
I'll
take notes, Odetta? Did you hear what Latoya was doing? Did you take notes? Because I want to hear if you could do the same thing.
Nah, I didn't keep out what she was saying at all. Nah, I let her do her thing.
Okay.
No, I didn't hear.
We want to know like how you received the information once Toya told you exactly what she was doing in her past and on the side. What did that feel like? Like what was your response and your thoughts on that?
You said that on the side. Well, in the past, I don't, you know, pretty much with every relationship, you know, everybody has their everybody has a past.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, based on how me and her reacted with each other and meshed together and got along, her past didn't matter to me because I got a past too. Me, and I mean, I didn't do like her and wrote it, you know, put it in the book or whatever. But the point is, I'm not worrying about her past because I know her future is going to look good with me. So at the end of the day, I don't worry about the, you know, what she did with other people or relationships and stuff like that. Because with me, I knew she was going to have a bright future, especially the way me and her decided to say, hey, you know, we were tired of dealing with bullshit people, and we were trying to do this together. Right there, as soon as we made that bond right there, it was a wrap. And I knew that was it.
Oh, I love that. That's
I'm sorry. Man, how old you when this happened? Hold on, Greg. Mental note real quick for the show. You need to add those applause. Get the button for the applause. Like when he says shit like that, you got to hit the button so you can get an applause. I don't care if it's some fake shit or whatever, but somebody needs to clap. Somebody got to clap.
Well, that's
right?
that is supposed to clap. She's supposed to say yes.
She got two hands. That's me.
Oh, Detta's supposed to do it, man. She's supposed to congratulate the man. Come on, stop.
I just did. I said that's good. I love that.
Yeah, see?
Greg!
Yo, relax.
I'm tired.
Odetta, relax, man. Marty, you're going to have to pull up, man, because she's getting out of control already, man.
No, I'm vibing right now. I'm listening. I'm taking
not
listening. Snyder just shut it down.
I like
this.
Your answer. I'm sorry, Marty. Go ahead, man.
No. I'm listening and learning. He said, you know what? When he answered, I'm sorry. I'm an asshole. So the only thing I heard when you answered was that part from Ghostface where he goes, oh, where the girl goes, oh, that's my man. He goes, you better go warn him. Dealing with the ace. That's all I heard him answer, like, you're dealing with the ace. Like, that was the answer. There was nothing to talk about. Shit, you're dealing with the ace. You know what I mean? And then he just put his shit on and walk out. Like, that's it.
Pretty much.
That was gangster. I'm sorry. I'd be other places. But that's
no,
just,
but,
that's,
but,
that shit.
Snyder. How old are you?
Yeah,
I'm here. And, you know, I guess maturity has something very much to do with this. So how old were you so we can actually understand that when you met each other?
Yeah, I was 27. I was still, you know, still young at that age. But, you know.
Yeah, but
they
were doing grown shit.
Exactly, you know.
Yeah, I was doing grown shit. I know.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Exactly,
without
I'm on your business.
Exactly, we were handling business, talking about
and
going into business.
I was 23, so I was younger. But you got to realize, I got married. My first marriage was 16. So
16?
I was all 16 is when I got married to my first crazy husband. So,
did we do a show about that?
No, we should.
I was already.
We're going to bring Toya back.
I was already like in grown man status, grown-up status, dealing with grown men.
How did that happen?
You know
how did he get married at 16? He was African?
Because, you know, people were talking about R. Kelly. Yo, my husband was a definite R. Kelly because he was 21. And I was 16. And when he was fucking with me from the beginning, I was 13 and he was 19
years
old. Fucking
damn
old.
Whoa. Now, this is getting much more clear to me. I get it now. Okay.
So,
see, Amadi,
this is
the type of things that we need to be schooling our daughters on, man, because this is ridiculous right here. How
I'm glad I don't have daughters. I'm glad I don't
exactly.
have daughters, but yes.
Wow.
We're going to listen. We're going to say a prayer for anything that even in the future happens to, you know,
what?
Any of our
where
daughters.
Where are we at now? Oh,
no,
about
well, I
want
to make sure that this is clear, like, because with the kids, you know, I don't play with the little girls, the daughters, you know what I mean? That's
yeah,
crazy.
I knocked the motherfucker out for that.
What? Out? Come on, bro. Just lock me up. You know what time it is. Ain't got to worry
about
no bail or nothing. I'm good.
I'm good, too.
Okay. We're going left again.
Play that.
All right.
So, but we're talking about the girls. Got to be careful. The girls are very important.
But Snyder, I have another interesting question for you. Like,
go ahead.
When you guys got together and you know you found out about your future's wife's past, how did your family take it in? How did you respond to them with that?
You know, at first, you know, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I thought about it for like 10 minutes. I ain't gonna lie to you, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
To keep it real. You know, most of my family and I, we're not that close anyway. So what they had to say, I didn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because one thing with me, if anybody that knows me, you know, you fuck with me, you good. So if they didn't like it, you know, that's their problem. But at the end of the day, as long as I'm happy, she's happy, we all on the same page doing our thing, trying to make this family thing go, and go into some business endeavors. You know, I don't give a fuck at the end of the day what people think, because at the end of the day, I'm holding my head high. I can hold her hand in public, do all that good shit, you know, and ain't got to worry about shit. And plus, she looks good as hell, so I ain't got to worry about that either. So at the end of the day, you know, they can say all the shit they want, but a lot of times when people got so much shit to say, especially not in your face, they're already hating on you or they're jealous.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
the older we get, we're gonna need somebody. We all need that special someone, you know, to hold, to care for, and also to talk to. Mental health is such a huge thing nowadays, and the older we get, you start to learn more about, you know, like our circles start getting smaller. I mean, I can speak for myself as well, and you start realizing, you know, other things didn't really matter as much. You just want somebody there that's going to be able to communicate with you, that you can be able to share ideas with, bounce, like Schneider said, you know, business ventures, you know, somebody that you can work with. Somebody that you could build with, somebody that you can work with, you know. I mean, eventually at some point in your life, even though they have medicines, you know, there's got to be much more than that physical attraction. Because at some point, our bodies all become old, wrinkled, and all that's left is what we have inside, you know what I mean? We hit that 40-minute mark, so I just hit y'all with some of that dump truck, you know.
I was just
going to
say that.
Now Hamadi showed up. Hey, Hamadi.
Yeah, Hamadi's here.
So,
dump truck is my ass. At the 40-minute mark, Hamadi comes in. God.
Yeah, so...
But that's
real talk, though. I mean, I watch my dad.
Yeah,
it
is. It's 100% real, because you got to also, and I hate to say, you got to find somebody just as crazy as you, ready to do the same shit as you. And all, I mean, I know she would do whatever it takes to make me happy, and I do the same thing for her. You know, I can't even say we separate people. It's like we're one body with two heads. And I'm telling you, we're inseparable like that, man. One body,
so,
two heads, man.
I don't mean to cut you off, but you said something earlier, and I want to bring that to the forefront. I know you guys are both in the Atlanta area. You said something about, you know, your entrepreneurships and different endeavors that you guys have. What do you guys do in Atlanta right now?
Yo, that's right, Greg. Right? I meant to get some wheels from Sun while I was down there, but you should have reminded me, Greg. Damn, Greg, can't stand you, bro.
So can you let him say what he does before you just off?
Right.
No, you
know,
can just let him jump in
Schneider,
right there. Chill. You're chilling. I set it up lovely. Just let him rock.
Schneider has been a lover of cars since he was 18 years old. And with, like how he just said, when me and him vibed in the beginning, it wasn't just the sex. Of course, the sex was a perk. But me and this man, we could sit and talk about weird shit. Like, mermaids, and is there really a moon out there, and all kinds of weird shit. We sit and talk for hours over the most dumbest shit ever. Then we'll drink and laugh and do all
and
of that
happy.
Shit again. And
play that.
Fuck
nah,
it out,
you're not gonna downplay
do
that, Latoya. Latoya, you're not gonna downplay it. It's not a perk. You said it was the best you ever had. Don't downplay my man like
that.
Wait
a minute. I said that is what I said on that phone call. But I'm saying that we've
See
vibe.
What I said, Amari?
I said it.
She could have just been stroking his ego.
Right,
I told
now,
you
you cut my vein open right now. I'm bleeding the word Schneider innocent. I bleed and breathe this man. So,
all
right,
Sunshine. We hear you, Sunshine.
I never have. Okay. He's the best ever. But what I'm
she'll be answering, put that little sunshine at the end of everything. She imagines respectful. My mom does that too. That's that positive. What is that? That passive aggressive shit. You know, that's crazy. She's like, yeah, disrespectful, sunshine, smiling and shit. Get out of here.
Of course.
Yeah, that'd be killing me. That'd be killing me.
He's been a lover of
her
since he was 18. We did a coin toss and said, heads a restaurant, tails a rim store. I lost the coin toss. We've been rocking and doing rims and tires since. What, 99, Schneider? 90?
Really?
Yeah, it was 99 in the living room in Virginia, and then we finally moved to Georgia and started that in 2002 in Savannah area, Hinesville, and we blew that up pretty good. And then we said, well, when we move up to Atlanta, we're going to go ahead and bust them in the head up here too. And we're still rolling. And now, actually, to be honest with you, man, we're trying to get into some other shit, but, you know, where we don't have to be hands-on day-to-day, where we can just do what we did. Like today, I don't know if she told y'all, we just got off a plane this morning from New York thinking about some other shit to do. You know, right. So it's all about trying to move to the next level, because the store is fine and all. It's good. We make good money. But we're trying to do something that where we ain't got to be there every single day, you know, manning the station, and you know, waiting on some broke ass motherfuckers. Nah, let me stop.
I get it. I've been in business owner too. I get it. But where can we find you guys, man, so our listeners can know where you're to find
you? Yeah, that shade like a motherfucker for real. Yeah, but I mean, we tired of that. We trying to move it.
The website, of course. Hit me on the Facebook wall. You find us on, go to our website, mtwillstires.com. Look up there. Listen, I finance everybody and everything. All you need is a checking account. Just call me.
Yeah.
All you need is
what's the number?
A checking account and $40 down. That's it. I'm financing.
What's the number? What's the number, Toya?
Wait, what?
470-429-3652. Yes, exactly.
$40
You don't even have to have a job.
What's so funny?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's so funny,
too. We have family cars, Odetta. Stop it. We have family cars.
I get fresh and sexy. What the?
Oh, you got it like a minivan or something?
No.
People put ribs on minivan.
You can look like my man from the Bronx. You kidding me? You guys, you know what? Go ahead. You can look like just like my man from the Bronx. Go ahead.
No, but guys, seriously, you guys said something pretty interesting to me, and something that I didn't do with my marriage, and I've credit to being a failure at that, is that you guys talk and make plans, and you wanted to discuss about the future, and you keep on doing that, and it wasn't just about being young and say, okay, I love you, you love me, let's move forward. You guys had plans, and you guys executed plans, and you guys kept on making up new plans, so I guess that would make it more for a purpose instead of just saying, okay, I'm in love with you, and that's it. And a lot of people don't do that, so I can see how you guys can actually come together and be a good unit with each other. That's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, too, and this is the thing where you really know she's down, is like when you're going through some shit and, you know, money's bad, bills are coming in, you know, every single, you know, every little reason for you to say, you know, fuck this, I'm leaving, I don't need to deal with this. And if you got that person that sits there in the trenches when shit is bad, and they still there, and they still want to be there, and they still smiling and happy, and knowing that, you know, we about to get put out or the lights are off and shit like that, and then they still hanging there. That's the one. And matter of fact, I knew before we got.
That doesn't mean the person that's saying I'm gonna stay with you if you cheating on me or if you fighting me or if you dogging me out, you disrespecting me, and I'm gonna stay there. That does not mean that situation, because people elate that what he just said to that being the good and the bad. No, motherfucker, he's whooping your ass, he's cheating on you. That's a sign to go. But if y'all going through financial situations because you guys are living, that's different. You stay there and you guys live it together and you do what you got to do. Because we have been through the whole mill. I've had people that come to me and like, listen, I lost everything and my spouse couldn't take it and we had to break up. My husband had to sleep in a car before while I slept with my aunt's house, because my aunt wouldn't allow both of us to stay in the same house because she was Jehovah's Witness and we weren't married at the time. He could have easily said, fuck this shit, I'm going back to New York, I don't want to deal with this, and just go.
Yeah, I'm in the car.
But no. He slept in the car and said, this is what I got to do. This is what it is. But before that, when he looked me in my face and said, if I got to go out and get three jobs to keep you in my life, that's what I'll do. Anybody to tell me some shit like that, I'm with you.
You're with him. You're with him.
You're not going to tell me that he does any damn job just to make me happy, and I'm going to be like, what? No. Bye. No, that's you can't do that.
So, okay. I guess we got all the good stuff out. I want to get back into the nitty-gritty stuff. Question that I have. the question that I have is, LaToya, for you, and you seem like you guys are real comfortable and you can speak about anything. That's what you say, talk about dolphins and all that. But as you guys were getting together and that transition, saying that you're not doing the things that you used to do in the past, you know, what stops you from doing that now?
All of which you just heard him say.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Beyond spoiled right now. Whatever I think it, I breathe it, I want it, he makes it happen. He tells me, what do you want? What do you need? I get it for you. Because I know that, what I got to go out and get something somewhere for? I already told you the man fucks me lovely. I don't need to go find no dick nowhere else. That's a waste of my time. Okay.
So you're not you're not angry anymore?
No, I'm not. That's beyond the thing. Year two, I got his name tattooed on my body. Year two. Mm. It's been 22 years that I've been with him. This man is everything to me. So, no, I have no desire, no nothing. You know how Urkel used to say in the thing, I'm weighing you down. No man can even say that to me. I'm weighing you down. It's going to be one time I'm going to get you. No. There's not a day that goes by that Schneider does not make me laugh.
Right.
It's just an adventure every single day. Every
and I told her I'm going to start charging her for that shit. You know, all this entertainment, this, that, and shit.
Charging me for shit. All
right.
There we go. My man.
I can't be doing this shit for free no more. I can't be doing it for free.
There's the answer.
Okay, so when you cash in those blowjobs, then how much do you owe me?
Now we got a show, Greg. Now we got a show.
That's another show. That's another show.
Okay. Right.
I ain't gonna say nothing on that one.
Okay.
Sorry. I love it.
Ain't nobody doing nothing.
No, I get it. You guys are open with each other. So yeah, I'm sorry. I asked all these questions, but all these things are coming in my head. Guys, what advice do you have for, you know, young couples that trying to get together? Maybe the woman had a past, maybe the man had a past. How do you guys really want to explain this to the younger couples out there so they can actually flourish like you guys did? What advice do you have?
But it's not maybe people have a past. Everyone has a past. I think that's the first thing people need to consider. Don't bring it up.
Yeah.
If they're not still doing it, don't bring it up. I learned that through therapy. And I'm a huge advocate for therapy. First thing you're going to do, if a person did something and you said, I'm sorry for it, what the fuck you bringing it up a week later for? Motherfucker, I said sorry. You see I'm saying sorry because I ain't did it no more, so why you bringing it back up? First thing you do, don't bring that shit back up no more. That's in the past. Right. I didn't do it no more. I'm not doing it with you. Here we are. We starting anew. That's the first thing you do. And the second thing you do is each other. That's it. Shut the fuck up about everybody else. Don't listen to nobody else unless it's a professional. You and that individual be you and that individual. It's y'all two. That's it. Every business that I've ever had with my husband, it's been our initials. There's a reason for that. It's been our initials. There's a reason for that because it's me and him. It ain't us. It ain't all of them. It's me and you. That's it.
Some people will they got opinions and they just throw you off where you think, oh yeah, man, let me talk to Bobby and see what Bobby has to say. Fuck Bobby. Bobby is doing his thing.
He's
fucking divorced three times and shit like that. I'm gonna talk to somebody that's been divorced three times. Come on now. You gotta make your own path, cut your own path, and you and that person, you guys gonna have to walk that jungle together. And at the end of the day, it's gonna be only you and her anyway. So stop trying to listen to other people's advice. If you guys really are down for each other and really ready to do this, that's all you got to do is you guys talk. Communicate, and don't hold nothing back. Let them know exactly how you feel, because if you hold that shit back and don't give them your 100% on, right there you're always going to have a problem, because she's never going to know what you're thinking, and then, of course, you're never going to know what she's thinking. Because at the end of the day, when people ball shit up and keep it hidden, you know, you can never get down to the nitty gritty of if you have an issue or if something's going on. So communication is the key to the whole thing, And I'm telling you, me and her talk, like, I mean, I don't know, when I'm at work somewhere else, man, me and her on the phone constantly talking about this and new ideas. I mean, just stupid shit. But the main
right.
thing is that we're talking, we're always communicating, we're always in sync with what's going on with each other all the time.
That makes sense to me.
Hell yeah. That's what it should be.
And you got to be each other's best friends. Y'all ever notice that, especially with females, guys too, two females can talk about everything under the sun. They could
right.
talk about guys. They could talk about their girlfriends. They could talk about clothes. They talk about all this shit. They go home to their husband. What's going on? Nothing. No, you and your man could get mad at each other. You go and run and tell your friend all about it. Your friend is telling you all of her ideas when you should have just talked to your original best friend, the person that you made your vows with. That's the person who you're supposed to be your best friend with. If I got a problem, I'm coming to the person who I made a vow to stick together forever. I ain't make a vow to be my best friend forever. That bitch can go
right.
somewhere else. I made a vow to
and
be
who
this
is
individual affected. For the rest of my life. So that's who you got to be. You got to go and be your best friend with your person. We done got people to ask us plenty of times, how can you
See,
work
Greg?
With your spouse all damn day and then go home all
damn night? Hold on, Toya. I heard somebody say, "See Greg." What did See Greg what?
This is what she said. You got to.
I heard what she said.
Man should be your best friend in the group.
I don't have a problem with that.
You were saying, "What are your girlfriends for? Go talk to them."
No, hold, slow down.
When you talk
slow
to
down.
Them.
Slow down. That's not
Don't
what I meant.
Me.
I said.
That's what you said.
Were we talking about the post that I put in Facebook? Is that what we're talking about? The post
that
I put in
that's
Facebook
exactly
says, if your woman comes to you, sometimes she just wants to vent, so you should not say anything back. I'm like, what the hell is that? You go talk to your girlfriend about this venting. If you want to talk, let's talk with me. I'm not a dog to be obedient and just sit there and listen. I'm going to talk back with you. I don't get that part.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about, C, Greg? I don't know what you're talking about, though, Detta.
No, you're saying, to Toya, but in the group, you were saying exactly
no,
what you're saying now. You're saying, go to your friend.
Toya said that if she has issues,
said,
she's not going to go talk to her friends about
it.
Talk to her husband.
Friend. You should be able to talk about anything.
Oh,
should be
see, Amadi, they don't listen to Amadi. I think Amadi's gone.
I'm sorry, what you say, Greg?
See, Amadi's never listening. He's done. He's done. Once he came to Amadi at 4 o'clock, the 40-minute mark, he's
that
done.
That was his outro.
Look, yeah, that was outro. He was done. But what I'm saying to you, Odetta, is if my lady comes to me and she just wants me to sit there and hear her
Wait,
vent
why are you
about the same thing over,
why are
you I'm
so
telling
aggressive?
You, you got me aggressive now.
You
said, see, Greg.
You're taking a lot of air in this chest.
He is.
I got
pumped
this out. Okay, I'm calm. Odetta, what I heard LaToya say is that when she has issues, she talks to her husband about it. And she's not just venting to her husband.
Issues.
Her husband's coming back and forth. I'm cool with
Maybe
that.
Maybe I misheard. I didn't hear her just say just issues. She said talk to your man. He should be your
she's
best friend.
She's talking to a man. What does talk
Wait,
mean? That you're having a conversation. It's a two-way conversation.
Wait.
Don't mean that you talk and I just listen and I shut up.
To
That's
clarify.
Not what
you
mean that either.
I talk to him about everything.
Right, and you expect him to say something back, right?
Yes. Most of the time I come to my husband, I talk to him about stuff. It's juicy shit because I gossip to him about stuff. So, yeah, he going to feed that because he's going
to
be like, what?
Only talking to him when you want him to fix something.
No. Hold on. No, the thing is that if a woman wants to vent, do not say anything. Sometimes she just wants to vent, and you don't say anything back
to
her. I'm like,
that's not what the meme said.
Yeah, we gotta take it offline.
We will
take it offline.
Definitely.
God, I'm sorry, Toya. I'm sorry that Odetta interrupted you. She got me all riled up.
Oh, damn.
I'm just saying.
You're fine.
Saying two different things.
But hey, guys, we're at about 5 minutes left in the show. Usually at this time, we allow the guests to give their final thoughts, and then we give our final thoughts and close out the show. So, Snyder, LaToya, anything you want to leave with our audience?
I'm going to definitely leave it to my wife on this one. She's good. I'm finishing it up. Go ahead, babe.
I'm
smart man. Smart
like
man,
this.
That Snyder.
Yeah, he is.
2 years.
She called him King Kong, man. So he's good.
Listen, like I said before, I'm a big advocate on therapy because really I didn't know what was wrong with me because, like I said before, it was an addiction. I still went out to actually go and feed my addiction by going out and controlling the men and making them do what I wanted to do, not realizing anything could have happened. And a lot of people do that. They put Teflon on their life. They put Teflon on their mind. They think nothing will ever happen to you. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. I'm never going to get pregnant by somebody I don't know. I'm never going to get AIDS. I'm never going to get beat up. I'm never going to get killed. That's the Teflon life that people think. Mm. Stop thinking that. All the while, stop people need to stop calling people whores and dogs and this and that when you don't know what they went through. What I didn't mention in all of this before, additional to my husband doing what he did, I was also molested by a family friend. So my anger issues with men came very deep. And when you don't know where that anger is coming from and where you trying to re-hurt yourself on other stuff, you're going to keep doing bad stuff to yourself until you get to the root of your problem. But while people are out here calling people whores and you ain't going to turn no hoe into no housewife, you ain't going to stop no dog from being a dog, men, there's a reason why men are out here doing the way they do too. Okay, they may not have gotten raped by a family friend, and some of them may have. That's just their way of acting out. And people need to realize that stuff before they start passing judgment and saying that this person just a hoe because the day end was why. It don't happen like that. There's reason.
Latoya, before you get off, can you please tell us one more time where we can find you guys to get Rims in Atlanta area and also where we can find your book?
Find my book on Amazon.com. You can turn a whore into a housewife. Latoya Innocent, that's my real last name. Our store, MT Wheels and Tires, is in Lawrenceville, Georgia, 150 Hurricane Shoals Road, Northwest, Lawrenceville. Call me 10 a.m. to 5:30. Please make sure it's only during that time because when I'm home, I'm a wife and I'm a mom. But 470-429-3652. And, yes, that's it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Odetta, do you have anything you want to add to the show?
I just wanted to sign out by saying people should be allowed to grow.
Definitely.
And they shouldn't be judged on their past. We all get older. We learn. We go through different experiences. That makes us who we are. So we are allowed to grow from certain things.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yep.
Well, I know Amadi wants to go last, so all I have to say is thank you guys for coming out. I really appreciate you guys opening up to us and giving us your story and giving the advice to our listeners. Really appreciate that, guys. Amadi.
No problem.
I guess Amadi's gone. Amadi, you still there? Yeah, he left at the
40 minute. Still here. Give me 1 second.
We have like 2 seconds left, Amadi. What's wrong with you? Clown. Amadi's world. But anyhow, guys, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. We really appreciate it. And please, if you guys check them out, please do let them know that we sent you guys from OKOK. We're listening so they know. And once again, Toya Snyder, thank you so much.
No problem.
Cool beans.
Thank you, guys. Good night.